Hello, Awe Islanders. Thanks for listening today. Have you checked out our website recently? We have all the latest episodes, video versions of selected episodes, fun activities for kids, and a listening buddy gallery. We love seeing your drawings of your listening buddies, so please send them to us and we can feature them on our website. You can find us at awayisland.com. That's awayisland.com.
If you haven't already, please become a member of Becalm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's take 3 deep dragon breaths and relax. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Today you are going to think about how your body feels resting on Earth. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your earthy spot? It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Focus on how your feet feel. Are they warm and cozy? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Do you feel the soft grains slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. The warmth of the beach draws you into deeper relaxation. Focus on your back. How does it feel? The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug. Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax as they settle into the safe, warm sand. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Your arms slowly soften, surrounded by the warm and gentle sand. Focus on your shoulders. Let them relax into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The beach holds your shoulders gently and gives you a nice, cozy hug. Focus on your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sand support your head like a pillow as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sand gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Warm sand supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the cozy, warm sand, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Autumn Moments. Wilma the willow tree stood at the edge of the creek and gazed at the softly flowing water. The graceful willow tree always enjoyed watching how the water danced around the stones in the creek bed. Today, as always, little fish played in the creek, swimming against the flowing water with all their strength, their tiny fins moving as fast as they could go. Then suddenly, the fish relaxed their bodies entirely, letting the current take them back down the creek. Wilma's branches swayed slightly as she chuckled to herself, amused by the antics of the little fish. She knew the creek would soon be frozen and still, so she treasured up the images of the playful fish, storing up the memories in her mind. An acorn rolled down next to Wilma's trunk. She looked upwards, gazing at her friend, Opie, the oak tree. "How's it going, Opie?" she called out. The old oak tree straightened his trunk, and a dozen more acorns fell to the ground. I will be so glad to get rid of these nuts. They are so heavy, I can barely lift my branches, replied Opie, a bit grumpily. Just then, two squirrels ran in circles up his trunk. And then there's those two, Opie went on with a frown. Those squirrels run all over me, all year long. But when it's acorn time, they just really go wild. Wilma's branches waved again, and she laughed. Cheer up, Opie. It looks like the acorns are almost gone, and the squirrels will soon leave you alone for the winter. They've been busy making a nest in my branches. Wilma lifted her branches to show Opie the squirrel's nest, nestled between two of her largest branches. The squirrels had taken great care to weave delicate willow branches together to make a perfectly round house. It will be nice to have some warm company this winter, Wilma said. Well, that's true, said Opie, less grumpily. I'm happy for you, but it'll be nice for me to have a break from their antics. Yes, nothing lasts forever, said Wilma cheerfully. Aren't we lucky that annoying things and annoying moments go away eventually? But of course, that also means we must treasure the good things and the good moments while we have them. That's true, I suppose, said Opie. Suddenly, a voice called out from across the creek. Is that Opie Oak and Wilma Willow, I hear? Marvin the Maple asked. It is indeed, Wilma answered. How are you, Marvin? I am becoming my stunningly beautiful autumn self, Marvin replied majestically. He was always so proud of the bright red color his leaves became every autumn. How do you like my fabulous red hat? He asked. Wilma looked across the creek toward him. It did appear that Marvin was wearing a red hat. The leaves on the very top of his branches were a fiery red. I like it, Marvin. It looks great, said Wilma. I always enjoy the way your leaves brighten up the creek every autumn. Pete the pine tree, who stood next to Marvin, sighed. Well, I sympathize with Opie. These pine cones are just dragging my branches to the ground, and my branches are so tired. Well, Pete, I'm sure the pine cones will drop off soon enough, said Wilma encouragingly. This is a season of changes. And remember, annoying things don't last forever. Let's focus on the good things and the good moments. How is your rabbit family doing? Pete the Pine brightened up immediately. He loved his little rabbit family. They lived in a little den right at the base of his trunk. And Pete always did his best to keep the den covered so the little rabbits would be warm and safe. They're doing great, Pete smiled, his branches lifting up despite the heavy pine cones. The littlest one is almost old enough to leave the den, but I think he'll stay for one more winter. So his family and I will enjoy his company as much as we can this season. Wow, Wilma, It looks like all your leaves are already yellow. The willow smiled. Her leaves had indeed already changed to yellow. And in fact, they were starting to drift away. Yes, Pete, they are. They turned yellow quickly this year. I imagine they will be gone by the end of the week, unless a good wind knocks them all off in the next day or so. I'll miss my leaves, of course, but at the same time, I love it when a good gust cleans all my branches at once. I feel so fresh and ready for a new year. Several leaves slowly drifted down to the ground as Wilma spoke. Sunshine broke through an opening in the clouds and shone down on Wilma. She smiled as the sun began to warm the tips of her branches. That warmth spread up her branches until it reached the very top of Wilma's head. Then that warmth traveled down her trunk, reaching all the way into her roots. Wilma sighed again. The cozy feeling made Wilma feel a bit tired. "Well, everyone," Wilma said, "I think I'm going to enjoy a little nap in the sunshine. I want to enjoy the warmth while I can. It will be winter soon." "Have a nice nap, Wilma," said her friends. As Wilma settled in for her nap, she stretched her branches out one more time, reaching for the sun's warmth. She knew the days would be getting colder soon, so she enjoyed the warmth as much as she could, knowing she would treasure the memory of the warmth during the long winter. Feeling very cozy, she yawned. She felt grateful for the warmth of the sun. She felt grateful for her friends, the trees, the fish, the squirrels, and the rabbit family. Most of all, she felt grateful for all the good moments. This beautiful autumn season. Wilma took a deep dragon breath in and out. Her branches slowly stopped moving as she soaked in the sunbeams. She took another deep dragon breath in and out. Her eyes closed. deep dragon breath in and out. Wilma's branches drooped toward the ground, lower and lower and lower, until she fell asleep, dreaming of red, orange, and yellow leaves drifting all around her. Wilma's branches drooped toward the ground, lower and lower and lower, until she fell asleep, dreaming of red, orange, and yellow leaves drifting all around her. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.